धरण्युवाच भवा हि वेद तत् सर्वं यन्मां धर्मा अनुपृच्छसि चतुर्भिः वर्तसे येन पादे लोका सुखा आवहे धरण्युवाच भवानी वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन पादे लोक सुखावहै धरण्युवाच भवानि वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्विवर्तसे येन पादे लोक सुखावहै धरण्युवाच भवानि वेद तत्सर्वे सत् भवानि वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन पादे लोक सुखावहै
तत्सर्वम् जन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन आदि लोक सुखावहै
माताजी
धरण्युवाच भवानि वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन आदि लोक सुखावहै धरण्युवाच भवानि वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छसि चतुर्विवर्तसे येन वादरोकासुतार
धरणी उवाच मदर अर्थ रिप्लाइड भवान योर गुड सेल्फ ही सर्टनली वेद नो तत् सर्वम् ऑल दैट यू हैव इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम मी यत दैट माम फ्रॉम मी धर्म ओ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स अनुपृच्छसी यू हैव इंक्वायर्ड वन आफ्टर अनदर चतुर्भी बाय फोर वर्तसे You exist. Yena. By which? Padai. By the legs. Loka. In each and every planet. sukha avahe, increasing the happiness. For translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, the earthly deity in the form of a cow thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs and you increase happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Purport. The principles of religion are laid down by the Lord Himself, and the executor of such laws is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. Such principles work fully in the age of Satyuga. In the Tretyuga, they are reduced by a fraction of 1/4. In the Dwapar Yuga, they are reduced to 1/2. And in the Kali Yuga, they are reduced to 1/4, gradually diminishing to the zero point. And then devastation takes place. Happiness in the world depends proportionately on the maintenance of religious principles, individually or collectively. The best part of valor is to maintain the principles despite all kinds of odds. Thus, one can be happy during the span of life and ultimately return to Godhead.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Rati Svapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sakana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Ashyata Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galpatarubhyascha Pasindubhya Evacha Tavtitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
ధరణి ఉవాచ భవానీ వేద తత్సర్వం జన్మాం ధర్మాను పృచ్చసి చతుర్భీర్వర్తసేయన పాదే లోక సుఖావయ. Thirdly, deity in the form of a cow does reply to the personality of religious principles in the form of bull. O Dharma, whatever you inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all the questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs and you increased happiness all of the universe by the mercy of the Lord. So we have come to the point where Mother Earth is going to ask or answer all the questions that Dharma is asking. And Mother Earth is representing the cow. Srila Prabhupada, the earlier purport, he has mentioned that for a successful humanity or a successful society, five kinds of people need to be given protection. The brahmanas, the cows, the ladies, the children, and the old people. In a society where there is no protection for any of these five, then that society will not progress. Just like a thermometer, the test. Wherever in a society these five kinds of people are given full protection or encouraged, that society will progress, that society will thrive. But any disrespect to this will not bring about any good fortune to that society. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports that why brahmanas? Because brahmanas, they are the one who are the intelligence of the society. They give us the direction. They give us the right guidance to carry on. A society without brahmanas is like a body without a head. You may have a very fit body, but supposing if your brain is not functional or properly functioning, then you cannot do anything. You know, mentally if you are ill or mentally if you are unstable, you know, you may not be able to do anything even if you want to. And to establish the varna and ashram, the brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, all the brahmanas are required to give us that right guidance. Srila Prabhupada mentions that our society of International Society of Krishna Consciousness need brahmanas so that we can give the right direction to the society, the preaching movement. Then he speaks about the cows. Why the cows need to be protected? Because the cow gives us the milk, which is the miracle food. And when you drink this miracle food, that is milk, it, you know, refines the brain tissues so that we can understand the spiritual subject matter nicely. That's the power of the milk, the cow's milk, the pure cow's milk. Then speaking about the ladies, the women of the society. Why the women need to be protected? Because the women, if they are chaste, if they are protected, then they can carry forward the legacy. Otherwise, there will be varna sankar. If they are unprotected, then, and if they are unchaste, then there will be unwanted progeny or the generation which will not be good and healthy. So ladies need to be protected. The women are meant to be protected. Then he's speaking about the children. Why the children need to be protected? Because the children, when they are given that right support and the protection, then they can grow up and become a great asset to the society. If the children are not given a proper direction, what they need to. Then when they grow up, they can go astray and there will be no proper direction for the society in the future. So if you want a good generation, then you need to give the right protection to the children and the right education. And the old people, why the old people need to be protected? Because they have the knowledge and the maturity. They can give the right guidance to society through their experience. And not only that, they can prepare themselves for the next life. There was no concept of old age homes in the earlier times also. Old people were given due protection in the house. So all these five aspects Srila Prabhupada mentions, if they are all given the right protection, then you can understand that this society is a successful society. Or this society will thrive. If not, then this society will not progress in any way. Externally it may happen that the material world is progressing. Or externally it may happen that this society is doing well. No. If some society has a lot of wealth or lot of opulence, that's not called as a successful society. Try to peep into the inner aspects and see what's happening. Are these five aspects are taken care of? If they are taken care of, then you understand that externally whatever may be there, it will be successful. So here, the protection of the cow. His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj, in his book, Journey Home, the first or second day when he enters the country of India, he is hungry for 2-3 days. And then, in the morning time, somebody feeds him some thing which is liquid. He didn't know what it is. And it was an intoxicant. His mind was rolling. And in the evening time, somebody came and offered him food. It was very delicious. Just imagine, he has not eaten food for 2-3 days. And suddenly somebody gives you a plate of food on your table. What will you do? He'll have all the justifications to eat that, isn't it? I'm hungry. All the philosophy is at the back. When he had this, and he was describing how there's rice and this dal, and on the top there are some chunks. And before that, he was just observing. There was a mother cow with a calf, and the calf was drinking the milk from the mother cow, and the cow was licking. So he was thinking such a nice, wonderful, loving exchange that the mother has with the child. And then he looks at the plate and he finds something on the top. So asks the person who feeds him, he says, "What is this?" He says, "This is meat." And then suddenly he looks at the cow and the calf. And he looks at this meat, again looks at the calf. At that time, it seems the cow comes and was trying to lick the feet of Radhanath Swami. And then he was thinking, how can I kill an innocent animal for my pleasure? How can I do that? He actually made a connection between the cow and the meat. Now can you imagine that? Means for 2-3 days he has not eaten anything. If we were there, probably we would not have made a connection also. We would have kept those pieces aside and then justified that, I'm hungry. He made a connection. He said, how can it happen like this? How can one be so cruel that that such a innocent creature like a cow and a calf, and then I am cutting that animal for my own pleasure. And that's the time he took a vow that he will not eat meat. So why I wanted to mention about this is that we don't make connections with outside world. We just observe, but we don't absorb. You know? Or probably we don't observe only, that's why we don't absorb also. Right? We just think, oh, it's one of the things happening. We don't try to learn from things from outside. But he made a connection between the cow, calf and the meat. And then he decided for the rest of his life he will not eat. Something so simple but so profound that, you know, he realized that what he's doing will not be good. And just walked away from there. He did not even eat also. He just walked away. So here, you know, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, that as the age advances, like, you know, people will not follow this religion. In Kali Yuga, it's only 1/4. Srila Prabhupada mentions the purport. It's not even 1/4. As the Kali Yuga advances, it will be almost like negligible, nothing. And we are conditioned to think that everything is all right. We're conditioned to think that, okay, everything is fine. You know? We don't make that connection. Ki what we're eating are also those living entities who need protection also. But we don't do that. You know? Just we grasp it and put it in our mouth and it thinks that everything is okay. And we have all the reasons for justification that everything is fine. Krishna is addressed as Go Brahmani Itayacha. Namo Brahmani Devaya, Go Brahmani Itayacha. He is a well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas. He loves cows. He loves the Brahmanas. On one hand we can say, I like Krishna, I love Krishna. But on the other hand, if you are not respecting these cows, if you are not giving the right protection, then how is it possible that we can really say that we are human beings? We were in Barsana, just came back 2 days yesterday in the morning, and we witnessed this Goshala in Barsana. How many, you know? 70,000 cows. And how many give milk? Hardly about 400 or 500 cows give milk. 70,000 cows are given protection over there. And how they are given protection? Like some truckloads carrying them to the slaughterhouse have been stopped on the way. Threatened, life is threatened, those people. But they just, some others stop it, release them, take them and protect, take good care of them. So when I asked how much is a daily expenditure, the daily expenditure is almost like 3 crores. Because nothing comes from there. How is it coming? Krishna provides. Srimati Radharani provides. Why? Because the cows are given protection over there. It's not only for milk, but because they are dear to Krishna, that's why the cows are taken care of. The Brahmanas are taken care of. So it's a quality of compassion. When we try to connect things and we understand that what we are doing and what we are saying and what we are observing, everything is sync, then fine. If there is no sync of all this, then it completely gets disconnected and we can't. Only when everything is sync, then that element of compassion may arise from within your heart. Right? Then we understand that, oh my goodness, why am I doing this? That element of compassion will arise. Otherwise, you will not It will just happen as everything is going on nicely and everything is perfectly going on. So the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam in the subsequent verses will tell us as to what exactly is happening. Parikshit Maharaj actually wanted to protect the dharma. And that's the reason why he was stopping this, you know, Kali from killing this fool. So, subsequent verses will speak about that, and the other speakers will speak. I just wanted to speak about the personality whose appearance is today, that is Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He was another person who was full of compassion, if you can say, asked. So today is Magh month, the Purnima and the Shukla Paksha. And on this particular day, this great personality Narottam Das Thakur appeared. He is none other than Chamaka Manjari in the Krishna Leela and a very, very close associate of Rupa Manjari. So whenever the Lord comes, He doesn't come alone. You know, there are some personalities who come before, some personalities who come afterwards. You know, like if the Prime Minister is coming, then you know, 2-3 days before everything is cleared. And on the day of arrival, there will be 10 cars before. Then He may come. Sometimes you don't know whether He's there in that car or not. And there are 10 cars behind. You know, the roads are all cleared. So, Narottam Das Thakur appeared after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this planet. In fact, when Narottam Das Thakur was in this place of Keturi Gram, you know, he was having Sankirtan with Nityananda Prabhu. He just went to this place, the river Padma, Padmavati River. And he jumped into this Padmadura and he started shouting, Narottam, 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 you know. So Nityananda Prabhu was asking, what is happening to you? Who is Narottam? He says, in the future here, this great personality Narottam will appear here. And I have invested my prem in these waters. So Nityananda Prabhu asked him, he said, how will he know? Or how he will understand that he will get this, your mercy. He says, when the right time comes, I want you, Nityananda, that you take him here and then you make him take a bath in this place. And you will come to know that he has absorbed the prema which I have deposited here when the Padmavati River overflows. When the Padmavati River overflows, understand that he has absorbed the Krishna Prem. So Narottam was born in the 15th century. His father was Krishnanand Dutt and his mother was Narayani Devi. So it is said that he was born in a Kayastha family, a Shudra family. So it is said that, you know, sometimes the Lord makes arrangements for people to be born in some Kayastha family, some places, just to show that, you know, it doesn't matter what birth you have. Whatever birth you are, or whatever, whichever, wherever you have taken your birth, if you have taken shelter of the holy names, you know, then you are as good as a Vaishnava, a Param Vaishnava. So he was born in a Kayastha family. And right from childhood it is mentioned that Narottam Das Thakur was a very, very obedient child. He was attracted to Krishna. He was totally absorbed in understanding Krishna, Krishna's Leela, you know. And then a time when it came for him to, take a dip in Padmavati River, Nityan appeared there and he took him to that place. And then as soon as he took bath in the Padma River, he became completely transformed. He started, you know, exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy, and then slowly and steadily he just became more and more absorbed in Krishna's nature, Krishna's Leela. It is mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti that Narottam Das Thakur was very eager to take initiation. And realization came in his heart that whom he should take initiation from. It seemed that, he wanted to take initiation only from a person, Lokanath Goswami, a great Vaishnava. Now, Lokanath Goswami at that time had decided that he will not give initiation to anyone. Lokanath Goswami and Bhugar Goswami were the two great personalities who were sent to Vrindavan specially by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be there. In fact, Chaitanya told him, I will come back. But Lokanath could not even meet Chaitanya after that. He followed him to South India, he followed him to Jagannathpur, ultimately came back to Vrindavan, but he could not. Then he was told that you be here only. And Lokanath Goswami stayed there in Vrindavan, and then Narottam Das Thakur came here to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But Lokanath Goswami said, I have decided I will not take initiation, I will not give initiation to anyone. So please go away. Now just see how much he was keen to take initiation from him. He just started doing some menial service for Lokanath Goswami. And what menial service? Not sweeping the house or not lifting the buckets. Every day in the morning when Lokanath Goswami would go to answer the nature's call, Parrot would pass urine and stool in the middle of the forest. Lokanath Goswami would, Narottam Das would observe where he is going. And then after he has finished his morning duties, he would go quietly, clean up everything and make it very, clear, nice. So that when he comes back again, he'll be able to perform his morning duties. And this happened every day, and Lokanath was wondering, who is this? Who is doing this job? Because in the forest, where there is no one, you don't expect things to be clean as before. He was expecting the same situation there, but he was seeing that, somebody is doing something. He did not understand who is doing this. And finally, he could figure out that it is none other than Narottam Das Thakur who is doing this job. So he approached him, asked him, said, why are you doing all these things? This doesn't befit you. You are a son of a great king. You are not supposed to do all these things. Narottam Das Thakur said, this is my wealth and fortune that I am getting an opportunity to serve you. And looking at his humble nature and his, this particular nature of his, Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami's heart melted and he accepted him as his disciple. Every day in the morning, we chant Guru Puja, Shri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Is offering to Lokanath Goswami actually. So after he took initiation, Narottam Das Thakur stayed for some time in Vrindavan. He left his place, Keturi. And while in Vrindavan, Lokanath Goswami then gave him instruction that he should go to Jiv Goswami and learn from him the scriptures. Because that time all the personalities had gone away. Jiv Goswami is around. And then Jiv Goswami guided him. Three students went to him, Jiv Goswami. One is Narottam Das Thakur, Shamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. The beauty is that all three are disciples of three different gurus. Srinivas Acharya was a disciple of Gopal Bhatta Swami. Shamanand Pandit was a disciple of Hriday Chaitanya, and Narottamdas Thakur was a disciple of Lokanath Goswami. All three simultaneously sent these three people to Jiva Goswami. And all these three, they learnt the principles of Vaishnavism from Jiva Goswami thoroughly. And later on, Jiva Goswami gave them the instruction that you please now make duplicates of this. Take it to the place where Janva Devi, who is the wife of Nityanand, take these books, make copies and then spread this. So while they were going, the books were lost in Banavishnupur, where Srinivasa Acharya stayed back. He accepted responsibility. Because the books are lost, he need to find those books. And that time only one copy was there. Now we have many copies. One book gets lost, we can go buy and take another. We don't even buy also. Now there are e-books. You can just download and you can have it on your mobile. But that time it was not like this. Handwritten scriptures, literatures. So Srinivasa Acharya felt that it's his responsibility to retrieve or get all those books back. So he stayed in Banavishnupuram. And then Narottamdas Thakur, he was given the instruction by Lokanath Goswami that your preaching will influence those people who are in Keturi. So go back to your place. And there you preach in their local language and influence them and take and inspire them to take to this process of Krishna consciousness. So that's when Narottamdas Thakur went back again to Keturi Gram. He started preaching over there. And for many years he was preaching. It is said that his preaching influenced many people to take to this process. And a lot of obstacles in between. And a lot of incidents was also taken place. But just want to let you know that the first Gaur Purnima festival, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the first Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated by Narottamdas Thakur in his village. And in that village he gave a personal invitation to everyone, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, whoever were there, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas he invited. So Janva Devi, everyone, whoever there, all came for this festival. And he invented a peculiar new kirtan style. So many of the devotees in Mayapur, when I was there, they had learned this particular style of kirtan, which only can be seen in Keturi and some places. So, Narottamdas Thakur invented a particular style of kirtan and he also installed 6 deities. He installed the deity of Gauranga, he installed the deity of Vallabhakanta, he installed the deity of Vrajamohan, he installed the deity of Sri Krishna, he installed the deity of Radhakanta and he installed the deity of Radharaman. All the 6 deities he installed over there. And they are at different places now. But when he did the kirtan, that kirtan is so unique, it's mentioned in this book, in the Bhakti Ratnakar, that because of that kirtan, the heaven, everything melted over there. And the tears are also coming from there, pouring from that place. And suddenly, the atmosphere became very blue. And through that background came the effulgent personality of Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, who had actually disappeared. But Lord Chaitanya appeared over there amidst the devotees and he was performing the kirtan. Everyone witnessed that. Lord Chaitanya came personally at this place. So this was the wonderful festival and the acharyas are saying that the songs and the bhajans which he Sang integrated the Gaudiya philosophy along with the Leelas of Lord Krishna, which he performed, and the Krishna consciousness. Till then, you know, nobody could connect the Gaudiya philosophy with the, you know, Krishna conscious philosophy. But because of his introduction of the kirtan and the bhajans that he introduced, it actually, you know, people could make out and they could understand, you know, how they are connected. And from there, a new era arose where people could actually make out that there's no difference between this. So this was his major contribution to the whole sampradaya of ours. It is mentioned that, you know, there are many things that we had done. In fact, it is said that, you know, in Gopalpur village, there was this person called as Vipradas. He had a granary, but he could not enter that granary because there are a lot of snakes and nobody dared to go inside. And he wanted to get those deities. Those installation, as I was mentioning about you, those deities which are installed, Narottam Thakur knew that those deities are there. But everyone told him, don't go. But Narottam Thakur said, I will go and find out. I want to be there. And that particular granary was closed for many, many years. Nobody dared to go there. But when Narottam Thakur went inside, all the snakes, everyone disappeared. And said that Gauranga deity, they jumped from there and came on his, you know, lap. So this is what happened over there, you know. Then another instance is that there are two sons of Shivananda Acharya. They were Hari Ram and Ramakrishna. Their job was to take care of the goats, the sheep. So when they came in contact with Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they immediately got attracted to them. And they left that job of taking care of the sheep and they started, you know, hearing from Narottam Das Thakur and seeing his demeanor, seeing his effulgence and hearing from him the philosophy, both Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, they became devotees and they became proper Vaishnavas. So it is said that the brothers immediately they led the goat and buffalo and they started bathing in the Padma river and they took initiation and dedicated lives. So after some time it's said that their father wanted to get some person to have a debate with Narottam Das Thakur, but Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, they totally defeated them on the arguments. And then Shivananda Acharya, who was their father, went to Goddess Saraswati, tried to figure out, my goddess, worshipful goddess, why is she doing that with me? And then Goddess Saraswati came and said, you fool, this person is actually the person whom you should be taking shelter of. Because he has taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none other than Krishna. So go and surrender your life. And that's when Shivananda Acharya took shelter of Narottam Das Thakur. It is said that, you know, even Gangaram Chakravarti was a very great scholar. When he came in contact with Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur transformed him also. And Gangaram Chakravarti also became a disciple. So much so that like the entire village and the town, when they were becoming devotees, the local leader became very, threatened. He was thinking, what's happening here? So he called for Rup Narayan, who was a great scholar, and said, go to the town of Keturi and then have a debate with Narottam Das Thakur and defeat him. Then we can show the world that this person is a Pakhandi. You know, so when the news reached Keturi, so Ramachandra Kaviraj, who also got connected to Narottam Thakur and Gangaram Chakravarti, they came to know that, this is what is happening. So what they did is that they did not allow them to even approach Narottam Thakur. Just at the outskirts of the village, they just took the role of a pot seller and betel nut sellers. And they were sitting and, having discussion in Sanskrit language. So when Rup Narayan came and was entering, so when he was asking questions, they were talking to him in Sanskrit. And in the intimate discussions, Rup Narayan was wondering what's happening. That this pot seller and the betel nut sellers, the pan and betel nut sellers, if they can speak Sanskrit and they are so great scholars, what to speak of Narottam Das Thakur? He may be such a great scholar. How can I face him? From there only you turn and went back. He did not even enter that place. फिर उसका भी इज्जत का सवाल था ना. पॉट सेलर से हार गया तो चलेगा, बट नर्मदा दास से हार गया तो कैसे पता चलेगा, कैसा होगा. सो दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंड विथ हिम. सो दिस इज व्हाट नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर एफल्स और डिमीनर यू कैन से. एंड एट अ टाइम व्हेन ही वाज लिविंग द बॉडी ऑल्सो देयर आर सो मेनी ब्राह्मिन्स हु आर वेरी एनवियस ऑफ हिम. And they were saying that this person is a cheat, he is a kaista, how can he do like this, how can he preach like this, And then just to prove that they are wrong, he just made his disciples, because when a person is about to leave the body, when somebody comes and speaks ill, it's not nice. When somebody is leaving the body, you can actually think about them in a positive way, glorify them. But instead of glorifying, these people were only talking ill about him and blaspheming. So disciples were not happy with that. They were feeling a little uncomfortable. So Narottam Thakur said, just light my body in the pyre, funeral pyre. And the funeral pyre was lit, and they actually saw the body being burnt, and they said that, suddenly everyone very happy seeing this happening. And as soon as the flames lowered down, they saw a very effeminate personality coming out of the fire. So they actually Narottam Thakur getting up from the fire and coming out. And when they saw this happening, that time they understood that this person is not an ordinary person. So that's how he changed them also. And finally, at the time when he was supposed to leave the body, he just went to the Padma River, and then he just immersed himself, remembering Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. He just melted, and one could see the milk, coming from his body. That means as it was melting, the milk was coming out and the milk was getting mixed with the water. And then that particular milk was taken and taken to a place, I don't remember the name, but that's where the samadhi was established. It is said that his samadhi also is in Lokulan temple in Vrindavan, where Loknath Goswami was staying. So this is how he left his body. So one of the greatest contribution, as I was mentioning, that Hari's bhajans, which all of us sing. As I said, every day we sing the Guru Vandan prayers, that Guru Puja. And then he also sang this Hari Hari Vifale Janama Ganainu. Now again, this particular song is so nice. It gives us the entire Krishna conscious aspect. Our situation and our fortune. Both are being explained here through simple words. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gonaino Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janiya Shuniya Vishay Kainu Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ratina Janmilo Kinetai Sansara Vishanale Ivanishiya Chale Chiraitena Koino Pai Rajendra Nandana Yei Sachi Suta Hoilo Si Balarama Hoilo Nitai Dinahina Yata Chilo Hari Nama Uttarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Adhai Aha Prabhu Nandasuta Vishabhanu Sutayuta Karuna Kurai Paro Narottama Dasakoi Nathelio Rangapai. What is the next line, last line? Tumabina Yajvamar. So now this particular song of Narottamdas Thakur is talking about ourselves, that we have taken this rare human form of life, but we are not chanting Hare names of Radha and Krishna. So knowingly we are drinking the poison. Hari Hari Bifale Janamagoyano. This is a rare human form of life. All of us know that this is rare. But some other, you know, we are not taking this process. Janiya Shuniya Paila. I am talking for myself. That after taking this rare human form of life, Hari Hari Bifale, Janamagoyano, I wasted my life. And Janiya Shuniya, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. From Golok, this Premdhan has come. You know, what is this Premdhan? That is Harinam. Krishna himself, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to give this Premdhan to everyone freely, without any thing. 2 days back, Narottamdas Thakur's appearance was there. He had opened a marketplace in Surabhi Kunj. He said, Shraddha Mule Siddhanam Seyatete Bikai. Please come and take this holy name. I opened a marketplace. What is the price? Shraddha Mule Siddhanam. Just have faith, little faith. Shraddha Mule Siddhanam Seyatete Bikai. I am going to sell you this. Bhajagavarango, Kaugarango, Logavarango, Namere. He says, like, whoever is taking this name is very dear to me, Nityan Prabhu says. And somebody has Nityan Prabhu's mercy, then he is a very fortunate soul. So here he is speaking about Golokara Premadana. Chaitanya was given this Golokara. But he says, I don't have any attraction to that. And I'm burning in this Sansara Vishanala, I'm burning in this material world. You know? हम लोगों को पता है कि नहीं, लेकिन वी आर बर्निंग, वी ऑल नो दैट त्रिविध ताप इज देयर, राइट? इंग्लिश में इज अ नाइस वर्ड ना, इट्स हाउ आर यू सर, आई एम ओके, नो प्रॉब्लम्स. व्हेन यू से नो प्रॉब्लम्स, ओके मींस आई एम ओके, नो प्रॉब्लम्स. सो वी आर ऑल हैविंग प्रॉब्लम्स, वी थिंक दैट नाउ आई एम ऑल राइट, नाउ आई एम ओके. Sansara Vishanele. But I don't know. I am not getting out of it. And then he says, Brajendra Nandana Yi Sachisuta Hoilase. This is Brajan Nandan, who is Krishna, he has come as Sachisut in this. And Balram Oilo Nitai. Balram has come as Nita. And what are they doing? Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinama Udharilo. Ki all the heen, all the downtrodden people, everyone, he is just giving them this Harinam. And what is the proof? Jaga and Madai are the proof. That these were the ones who had done everything what is, and they have broken all the regulatory principles, sinfuls. But Jaga and Madai were delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he says that Narottam Das Thakur is saying that I want to take shelter of this. You know? Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mora Sampada, Sai Mora, what is that? Sai Mora Bhajana Pujana, Sai Mora Bhajana Pujana. Chamak Manjari, she is an associate of Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world. And she is here coming as Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur in his bhajan is saying that, you know, Shirupari Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. Sei Mora Bhajana Pujana. So Narottam Das Thakur has sung this. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakura More. You know, that is also glorifying the Panchatattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityan Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit. And, Jayanilo Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. Sorry, Jayanilo Premadhana, Karuna Prachura. So, when his close associate, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he disappeared. So then, he was just singing this bhajan. So in the disciples, any Vaishnava Acharyas, we actually sing all these bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur. So much of contribution Narottam Das Thakur has in our lives. So on this particular day, we can only pray to Sri Narottam Das Thakur that we can also get that little bit of attraction to the holy name, attraction to, doing some menial service. That's what he did actually. He just performed such menial service, and he was all the time persevering to that. It's not that he once he did and naiva, so then he just went back. He was convinced of the fact that I need to serve this personality and I want initiation through this person. He taught us that. He taught us the life of compassion. He taught us how do you live a life and how do you inspire others also. So this is a personality who is very dear to all of us. His bhajans we all sing all through. So let us pray that we can get some out of mercy that from him on this particular day. And let us strive to perfect our lives to the best of our capacity, being in the association of Vaishnavas and doing our spiritual practices. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions, any comments, or anyone wants to share? Who is that? Can comment?
Yeah. So as per your order, I'm just giving a comment. Thank you for a very nice class. About this pastime between Narottam Das Thakur and Loknath Goswami, I happened to come across one more thing, that after he was accepted as disciple, once before going to answer the nature's call, that time they used to wash the hands with earth. So he told Narottam Das Thakur that I am going to answer nature's call, please get some earth for me for washing my hands. So Narottam Das Thakur went and he came back after 7 days with some earth. So then Loknath Goswami said, how come you took 7 days to get some earth for washing hands? He said, because we are in Vrindavan, I could only see jewels everywhere. So, searching for earth, he went outside Vrajmandal and then he came back with some earth. He said, sorry Gurudev, I am late, but I could not find any normal earth in this land of Vrindavan. That's how Narottam Das Thakur was. But my question to you is that such a dedication to Guru, which we see doing physical service to such a level, like what is a lesson for disciples like us who are like struggling with our sadhana, and so how can we be a better disciple following the footsteps of Narottam Das Thakur? For a normal sadhaka like us, what should we do to our Guru?
First of all, let us understand the fortune that we all have got. Whatever we have received is a causeless mercy. We are not got by our own efforts or by our own qualification. When we understand this, that what we received is a causeless mercy, and we are convinced about that particular aspect of causeless mercy, then only we will be able to go to the next step. Agar bhikari, agar bhuka nahi hai, to usko pata nahi chalega. Wo aise mangega. He may give and you give him and you may throw it also. But he is very hungry, then he will eat whatever is given to him. So similarly, when we understand that, what we received is just causeless and it's precious, then we'll cling on to each and every word and sentence that we have heard from our spiritual master. And then we'll be able to implement in life. I'm not talking on myself, I'm just saying that this is what. One devotee was sharing, observe, absorb, hear, absorb. So till the extent you hear and put it in life or implement in your life or absorb it in your life, to that extent you will not be able to practice it also. So we all have received so much. We all received a lot of association of wonderful Vaishnavas. We have received not only a lot of association, it's like quality association. We are in the moment of Srila Prabhupada, who has given us everything what is there in the books. He has given us the wonderful temple where we can take darshan of the Lord, we can just practice Krishna conscious philosophy, we can come here, chant, hear, associate, have prasad. Everything is given to us. Only if you understand that, this is all given to us as a mercy. And when we understand this, Prabhuji, we think that we understand that, okay, now I need to just accept all this with a grateful heart, and then I try to put it in my practice. So whatever I heard, we have heard a lot, we just accept this and then practice. If you don't remember these things, then probably we'll take everything very cheaply. So this is what I understand. As far as Narottam Das Thakur, he was so persevering actually. he just was single focused. He just wanted to take initiation from him because he wanted to practice bhakti. And he knew that the only way is that I take shelter of Loknath Goswami. So thoroughly focused, and then ultimately whatever he just received, he just accepted it, and with a grateful heart he just practiced it. So all of us, if you want to become serious, then understand the mercy that we have received, and with gratitude we just accept that and then try to practice provision.
So sorry, there is one more question that we see that he had difficulty in getting initiation from the guru, and he was very determined, and that's how he got initiation. Now my question is, today also in our society we have so much difficulties in getting initiation, you know. So what is your message to them? What should be a mood of a person who is aspiring initiation and is not receiving it for years together? In what mood should he continue his devotional service?
Initiation is from the heart, Prabhuji. So if somebody has accepted a person as his spiritual master in his heart and he practices that throughout his life, then I would say he is as good as initiated only. Like Srila Prabhupada's time also, somebody took initiation, he took his name and next day disappeared. So somebody said, Prabhupada is nowhere, you know, he is not to be seen. So Prabhupada said, I never initiated him. He is never my disciple. So disciple means it's not on the name, it's on the heart. So if we have accepted someone as a spiritual master, and there is no external formal connection, but if you have connection in the heart, then you are as good as initiated. Like Srila Prabhupada, when George Harrison, he could not follow any regular, but he completely surrendered his life to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, he is already my disciple. So, all of us, whether we are initiated or not initiated, we are initiated as long as we follow our guru. And we are not initiated, even though we may have a big name, we are as good as not disciples. As simple as that. So who is a disciple? A disciple is a person who sincerely follows the instructions of his spiritual master and strives to do his best to please his spiritual master by his services. And the person who doesn't do that, then that person, even though he may have a name, he is not. I'm not speaking on mine, but this is what is being understood by all the practitioners.
Hare Krishna. We are grateful for your class. I had one question too. Here, Mother Cow is saying to Dharma that four legs, only you two were maintained by your four legs and you increase happiness. So, I am not able to understand how these four legs can increase happiness. So, can you just shed some light on this?
If you hear the subsequent verses, you will come to know. That is, what we are talking about, the four regulatory principles, they are just, you know, helping us to practice these four things in life. There is mercy, cleanliness, truthfulness, and fourth is what? Austerity. So, now three legs are broken now. Austerity, nobody can do that austerity now. Mercy gaya. Cleanliness chala gaya. Ek leg reh gaya, truthfulness. And that too also now we don't even think about when you have to say a lie also. So that thing also is going now. Truthfulness also is now becoming completely insignificant. So the subsequent verses
speak about that.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, just as a follow-up question to what Yugathar Prabhu was asking. You know, after spending some years in Krishna consciousness, we settle into a rhythm. You know, then it becomes more a matter of habit. Because if we lose the spirit, if we lose the essence, then we do activities in Krishna consciousness like a habit. सुबह उठना है, जपा करना है, भागवतम सुनना है, whatever, right? It becomes a force of habit. But there is no life, there is no, you know, soul in that activity. So, first question is, why does this happen? Even if sincerely somebody is trying, over a period of time, you know, yoga nashta parantapa, it happens like that. Why does it happen? And second is, it when it happens, then how we should again revive and come back to the early days, how we were very enthusiastic and sincerely striving to improve our bhakti. So how do we come back to that stage again?
Because of our conditionings, all of us are conditioned for many lifetimes. So because of the conditionings, whatever you do, we may forget or it may become lax over a period of time, which is naturally going to take place. Because we are conditioned, we are not, or you can say, we don't absorb whatever we have heard for the first time. We may have to hear again and again and again and again, and maybe one day we may understand, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. So all of us are conditioned at different stages. So somebody may take it up very enthusiastically, somebody may take some time to be enthusiastic all throughout. So, as we are conditioned, we also have to understand that, you know, over a period of time, we will become lax. That will become a habit. Oh, it's just that, oh, I need to sit and chant every day morning. So it becomes like a routine. You know, that's naturally going to be there. There's no, you know, consciousness into that act. So, every day we need to remind ourselves that why am I doing this? Why am I chanting? Why I need to associate? What am I supposed to do? That's the reason Srila Prabhupada, he translated Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nashta Praya Shobhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. There's nothing like attending daily Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Translation, the verse doesn't, you know, say that. Nashta Prashupati Nityam Bhagavatam, but he says by regularly attending Srimad Bhagavatam classes, proper translates like this. So which means that, you know, once we hear every day Srimad Bhagavatam classes regularly, then, you know, we'll understand, okay, yeah, I am supposed to do this. And second, most powerful thing is Prabhuji, association of advanced Vaishnavas or association of those who are very serious and strong and sincere. Unke sath aap rahenge na, so you'll also be fired up. So when we are talking about association, we actually mean talking of association of those who are very sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. Not like, you know, I associate him, I just joke with him, I just travel with him in the train. No. Association is, Prabhu, I want to learn from you. I observe and say, okay, this person is doing this. Wow, such an inspiring. Whether that person is a new person or whether it's an old, many years in practice. We can learn from someone who is new also. Oh, how enthusiastically he is hearing. Oh, how nicely he is doing this seva. How sincere. I can learn different qualities from different people. So Krishna will not come to and tell us that, please Prabhu, become serious. Krishna will give indications around us what to do. That's why I like this statement, observe and absorb. Just look around and you'll know what to do.
So you can look around and see, okay, this person is so wonderful, such a wonderful quality of simplicity this person has. Oh, this person, I learned from him the quality of tolerance. That person, I learned the quality of forgiveness. That person, I learned the quality of compassion. This person, I learned the quality of cooperation. So like that, from different people, you can learn different things. If you are having your heart and eyes open, then you will be able to absorb. So when you're talking about association of Vaishnavas, we are talking about association of Vaishnavas, inspiration, through inspiration. So, two things that, first of all, every time introspect, try to find out whether am I doing it just for the sake of doing it, or am I doing it because I need to do it, this for my, for my benefit. Why am I chanting? Why am I hearing? Why am I doing this? And the second thing is that the association of Vaishnavas, inspiring, getting inspired from them. And we are very fortunate. If you want to be safe, just be around the devotees. Just like in a train, it's a crowded train. If you want to get down at Bandra station, it's very crowded. Just be around where the people are going to get down. So even if you don't want to get down, you will be pushed outside. Stand near the door, and even if you don't want also, you will be pushed out. So, you be around in the association of Vaishnavas, and they will slowly push you. Push you by their example, push you by their sweet, gentle behaviors, push you by their, very wonderful instructions, like that. So, that's how we do. As simple as that. It appears very simple, but we need to take it seriously. Hare Krishna. Anyone else wants to share something?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. In your class, you mentioned about protection for women and children. So, in the scenario today, very frankly and honestly speaking, women and children don't want to be protected. Women, because they are very highly educated, some of us are having excellent jobs, high-profile jobs, high-paying jobs. And so the tendency is to, go towards independence, and that with this money, we can buy everything. And even for the children, post-adolescence, they also, they feel the protection that the parents are giving or their guardians are giving is like, it's more of pushing or imposing things on them, which they don't want to do. That's because of the association of the outside world, their peers or social media or whatever you might call it. So it becomes very difficult in spite of the fact that we want to protect our children or women or old age people have no choice. But how, in such a scenario, how do we embark to protect them, and how do we do this whole thing, of protecting women and children? They don't want to be protected.
Mataji, in the Krishna Leela also, the gopis are going out, no? Selling butter and milk. They are also doing their jobs. Isn't it? They would go from one place to another place, like from Barsana se Nandagaon jate the, dahi, doodh, bechne ke liye. So they were also going. So when you are talking about protection, and I am talking protection is like, they need to be protected, they have a support. Emotionally, they need to be protected. Right? That is the most important protection. And the needs need to be taken care of. If their needs are taken care of, if there is a nice facilitation to support whatever their needs are to be met, then that's all. That is protection, actually, if you see. So what we need to do is that just in our own area of influence, just we just see that we just give that particular protection. Like, I have one patient of mine who lost her husband when the child was in the womb. And she raised the child. Now the child is doing his post-graduation in the US now. But she was doing a very menial service, and she was running a small pharmacy store, and she raised the child, two children. She raised the children and she just... Now what was it that was protecting her? She said, I had the support of my father. I had the support of my brother. They just said, you do whatever you do, we are there. Hum log aapke piche hai. Is tarah se. So same way, like, you know, for women and children also. If the children are given the right environment, right atmosphere where they can groom, they can be groomed nicely, our job is to just give them the facility to grow, and they will grow. If we give them that environment, maybe they may go astray, but then they'll understand that, oh, this is what was better for me. So similarly, for any type of, whether it's old people or children or women, we just facilitate their protection, basically. I am with you. I am there for you. You know, I will do anything that you need to, you know, for your needs. Whatever is necessary, I'll help you out with that. So this, I feel, is the way I understand when I'm talking about protection. It's not only physical protection or this one. You know? So this is my understanding, which I heard from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, how he is dealing with the children and how he is dealing with the women. Yeah, you had something to say?
Hare Krishna. I had something to say about what you had spoken earlier about how everybody, you know, can go back to the spiritual world, and how whoever you are, wherever you are, you can go back. So I remembered one example that His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj had given, an analogy. He had mentioned that when there is a flood in the Ganges, then everything that is there along the bank of the Ganges is swept away by that flood. It may be a small tiny insect, it may be a building, it may be a huge tree, it may be a small boat. Everything is swept away. So he said, similarly, when the flood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement is there, a flood that Srila Prabhupada has brought, everybody can be taken back. You just have to remain there. Like you said, we just have to be in the train, in the front, and then we'll be pushed out. So if we just simply remain in the association of devotees, then everything will be taken care of. We will learn what we need to learn, and we will grow at our own pace. But that pace within the association of devotees. And I remembered one example which His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhu had given once. He was saying that when Vibhishan came for the coronation of Lord Ram, two demons had also come, and they were impatient, they were restless, they wanted to go back. So Vibhishan gave them one bundle, one cloth with a leaf inside, with Shri Ram written on it. And he said, you go back. He said, while coming, we came by Pushpak, now how we'll go? So he said, you just carry this, you'll be able to cross the ocean. So they went into the ocean. And as they were crossing, the water level started rising, but when it came up to the chest, it stopped. So they were curious, what is in this? And they opened that cloth. They threw the cloth, and inside there was a leaf with Ram written on it. It's a chair. You know, What is this going to do? This is going to take us across and through the leaf. So he likened that outer cloth to the association of devotees, and inside is the holy name. The moment we leave the association of devotees, we lose faith in the holy name, and then we bloat. Right? That was one example that I just thought. And regarding the question that Devi Priya Mataji asked, you also spoke. So I was just thinking that many times under the name of care, there is control. That is when there is rebellion. So care should be the way the person can accept it and perceive it as care. If that care is perceived as control, or if it is control, then people rebel. So when we take care of people, as you said, we create a facility for them to grow the way they want, not the way we want. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhagavan. Shall we end now, Prabhuji? Thank you for your patient listening. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we will now be having Kirtan by His Grace Shatbhuj Prabhu. So, request devotees to kindly participate. Hare Krishna.